was a bitch. Well, not always. In the beginning, Barbie was beautiful. Barbie was graceful. Barbie was Barbie. She was full of everything I wanted to become. I wanted to grow up to be just like her, and so I did. Grow up, I mean to say. I resembled Barbie in exactly zero way. What a pity for Barbie. How can a girl's best friend look like her worst enemy? Blonde and bosom full, when I had short brown hair and bee stings. Barbie created her own demise. This is the death of Barbie's story, to be precise. You know what I did to Barbie? It's sad, but it is true. And if you ask many women, they will tell you a Barbie story or two. Of how Barbie's arms were put where Barbie's legs should be. Of how Barbie's hair became wear and tear. Cut bump in the back, colored ruby black. Pixie pony, many styles. Dresses ripped and Play-Doh, pressed eyes. Each of her plastic follicles pulled out as if she felt pain. I know I could have admired her, but I know no real woman cannot bend her back. No real woman cannot move her face in ways we all wonder how. No real woman cannot laugh so loud that it just sounds preposterous. But when a joke is funny, honey, you have got to laugh. So now I tell you how my Barbie ended up. Buried next to the cement mixer in the back of my father's yard. Decapitated and heavily constipated with sand up her empty frame. Buried limb by limb by limb by limb. And it felt like the easiest, most beautiful thing I had ever done for myself. I am so sorry, Barbie. Not. I am not sorry, Barbie.